with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we've got one of our esteemed advisors on the live line, Bob.
That's right. Right now we're going to take you out to Minnesota and talk to a guy who's hunted a few deer with a bow, and his name is Babe Winkleman. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bob.
Hey, we've got a lot of people listening around Michigan and all the way out to New Jersey, and some of them like to hunt, and some of them like to hunt with a bow and arrow. And that's what we want to address right now is that early opener for Michigan. It's October 1. And in case somebody's just trying it for the first time or maybe struggled the last couple years, I was thinking you might have some good ideas for early season tips.
Well, our opener happens this weekend. So there's people across the country getting ready for bow season right now. I mean, it'll vary with states. But, yeah, the first thing is this. And people should have been doing this for the last number of months, and that's practicing. And that's not – practicing is not just slinging arrows. You're better off trying to shoot one perfect arrow, one perfect shot, than you are just sling six or eight at a target. Now, the six or eight at a target starts getting your muscles and stuff in tune, but – practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. And people have got to really focus on their grip, on their tension, mostly on the torque that they put on a bow right when they're releasing it. They've got to eliminate that torque so it just releases. It's like a trigger on a rifle. They don't even know when it's going off. You know, and what if you're doing it right, it just slowly and sync and timing releases. Practice is crucial. The last thing a bow hunter wants to do is make a bad shot and wound an animal, or at least the last thing a bow hunter should want to do is wound an animal and not retrieve it. You know, so it's their responsibility, if they're going to take up the sport, to become as absolutely proficient with their bow as they can be.
Okay,
and
now
I'll
in terms of
you, most of the people don't, Bob.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. That's why they're
all of a sudden a week before season. Oh my God, it's opening! I got to shoot the bow some.
Right.
So they go out and shoot it 15, 20 times. Okay, I'm ready to go. That's not the attitude they need.
Right. So how about in terms of you're hunting now under full cover because the leaves aren't even turning. And that changes the game completely. It gives you better cover, but it gives the deer better cover.
Well, certainly. You know, you're going to have to position yourself where you have the right shot. I mean, right now there's a lot of the deer still going to feed, and the thing that they're feeding on more than anything else are bur oak acorns. The bur oaks had an incredible crop this year. The deer love them. And, I mean, everything's been eating acorns. I even had a, right by our house, 150 yards from my house, I had a 400-pound bear the other night sitting out in our food plot. We have acorns all around, and he was out there eating clover on the food plot. But that's what they're doing. They're all critters are opportunists, okay? And when nature puts down a bountiful crop like they did this year with the bur oak acorns, boy, they've got a way of communicating it that we don't understand whatsoever. Animals have communication systems we ain't got a clue on. But the first couple of deer that find it, here's a mecca of them. Shortly, there's a whole pile of deer capitalizing on it. And that's what they do. And there's a lot of that going on right now because of this year's crop. So, I mean, a lot of them are not even going to the cornfields and so forth because of the amount of acorns.
Interesting.
So that's what I would say to the people is position yourself, find those acorn sites, and position yourself accordingly.
That's cool. So how about in terms of the way the – now let's say you're hunting bucks. And I personally, I like to hunt does early. But let's say you're trying to get that first buck. What tips could you give an early hunter for getting close to an early buck, early season buck?
What I just gave them.
Same thing.
Find where they're feeding, because they're feeding right now. The deer around here have not started. I'm sure they've started shedding velvet. But the ones I seen $5 on her food plot the other night, they were all still in velvet.
Nice.
That was just a couple of 2 days ago.
Great.
But they're right at that point in time. And they get a little funky when they're actually dropping the velvet. But when they drop it, it generally only takes about a day.
Right.
And then they're back to kind of normal patterns again, letting the antlers harden. If they don't get on the right area, they're not going to get a crack at the bucks. Those bucks are going to use as much cover and everything as they can coming to those acorn areas, and then they'll be wary as they always are. You know, you'll have to go in, and when you go in and scout, make sure that you've got yourself covered from a scent standpoint as best you possibly can, particularly your shoes and so forth, and the outside of your pants, so whatever you brush against, you're not leaving scent everywhere.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are talking right now with Babe Winkleman from Brainerd, Minnesota. And I believe you live in Brainerd, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Well, I live north of it by about 7 miles.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
with a population of two people is one too many for me to live in.
I just was having a little slip there. I was thinking I misspoke, but how about any other tips in terms of how deer are going to act and their type of behavior early off in the season? At what time do they start thinking about pairing up and sparring?
Well, that varies every year depending upon the moon. The second full moon after the autumnal equinox kicks off the rutting period. That this year is going to happen in October. It's not going to be in November. It's going to kick off in October as it did last year. Last year was about the 25th of October. This year it's going to be dang near a week earlier than that.
Wow.
And the first thing that's going to be happening is the old does come into heat. That first doe that comes into heat, well, I've seen situations where she might have 6-8. I know one situation where the oldest doe on this one property had 13 bucks with her, big bucks, 140s or better, following her. She was the first doe that came into heat, the oldest doe on
yep.
this 10,000-acre parcel of land. And all those bucks stack up on them.
So what do you think? And rut's going to start around the 19th or 20th?
They're going to be starting around in there. Look at the period of that full moon in October and start on the half moon going towards the full moon. That's the period when they're going to be starting to sniff and starting to work and starting to go out there.
Babe, we're running out of time.
Then there's another thing I got to tell them, man.
Oh, yeah.
Bow hunters are the second most at risk of hunters of getting bitten by a tick and winding up with one of the tick-borne illnesses. So, you know, the only good trip that they take is a safe one, and they got to consider it. I mean, they crawl in the woods in the deer or tick's habitat, and they sit down and just give them an opportunity to get on them. They have got to be concerned about it because there are more ticks in the woods this year than they're ever going to have seen in their lives.
Wow, really?
It is It's went up millions and trillions last year, and it's going to do the same thing this year.
What is your website? We're out of time, buddy. What's your website?
It's Winkleman.com. When they come to the landing page, they go to the Tick-Borne Illness Information Center. Learn what to do right. It's not expensive, and it's not difficult to do. You can seal your body up 100% so a tick does not get on you.
And that what you're saying is deadly serious, because those things can change your life. Babe Winkleman, it's good to have you as a friend. I sure appreciate you taking 10 minutes out to talk to all of our friends.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Bob. Bow hunting is a special sport. You know, and I've done it for years and years. And I applaud all the people that choose to do some bow hunting during the year. And I at the same time, say, don't just bow hunt whitetail. Enjoy everything that there is to hunt. Quail, grouse, pheasants, geese, ducks. I'm even going to film a show this year on sandhill cranes. I don't think anybody's ever done one before.
That's nice. I hear they're pretty good eating.
Migratory bird there is.
I want to put one on the smoker. Maybe I'll come up to Brainerd and do that. All right.
Well, I got to get them first. I mean, you never know ahead of time when you set up.
Hey.
Something months ahead of time, is my timing going to be right?
Say hi to Chrissy.
I promise.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Babe Winkleman, just a wealth of knowledge. Coming up next, we're going to do some easy deer camp meals. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Back where I belong. Oh, friend Ben, I'm glad to have you at my side, my friend. And I'll join you in the big hunt.